Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Lord, we welcome you and we honor you. We give you this time. We're so grateful for everything. Jesus, thank you for teaching us, leading us, praying for us, interceding for us, and infinitely more. Thank you for coming to the earth as a man, dying for the world. Amen. And I believe with anyone listening for their needs, for the and mostly that you'll reveal your glory to them. That's the greatest thing that a human being can ever receive is you. Amen. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Also, I do pray for send out laborers, Lord, into the harvest to Israel, to the Middle East, all over the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and of Israel in the wonderful name of Jesus. Do you realize the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord is beyond words? Man was born to know man. The chief end of man is to know him. Man was born to fellowship with the Almighty God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. That's what humans are born to do. His presence and glory, beyond human words, beyond description. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person. When he reveals himself to someone in that way, and it's when a person knows him, because it's a relationship in that way, everything else is just canceled and disappears. Everything else is, it's the greatest thing. It's that if anyone in the world wonders, what's really the answer? And it's that, it's the presence of Jesus. It's the, and that's the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ. It's the glory of the Lord. And contained within knowing him is everything that a human being could ever want, need, desire, long for, hope for, dream of, is all found in him, just in that personal relationship. Amen. What a glorious thing. This is treasure Jesus spoke about. Jesus spoke about treasure hidden in a field. That's the treasure. And it's not, it's an eternal, everlasting, never-ending, unlimited treasure. Here's the new thing I want to present. I'm excited to present this. It's not new because it's been in the Bible for 2,000 years, but we're adding to the list of the wonderful things Jesus does. Jesus rewards. That's another one we're adding to the list. That list, if you check the notes on some of these podcasts, I've included that list. These glorious things that Jesus does. And remember, we could substitute, when we say Jesus, the Holy Spirit, we could substitute the Father. They're all one and the same. Amen. Amen. And he rewards. I'm going to speak about that some. I'm going to put in the notes about the promises to the overcomers that are in the book of Revelation. Incredible. The rewards, just we can't even, just like God and Jesus Christ himself, the rewards he offers are beyond words, beyond comprehension, beyond there's so much I want to say about that, but before getting into that, the greatest thing, the presence of the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, that every person can experience. Every person can experience him. And let me give an example. You know, we know that most of the world is not saved. It's so simple to be saved, isn't it? Those of us who know, who are born again believers, It's just say yes to Jesus. And instantly someone is saved, and the greatest thing, they've done the greatest thing a human being could ever do. That's the greatest miracle of salvation. But remember, every step along the way, we go from glory to glory. It gets, in other words, you could say every step that someone takes with Jesus, that's the greatest thing that they, how shall I say that? We go from glory to glory. Jesus and the Father God Almighty and the Holy Spirit are an eternal revelation. And just as salvation is the greatest miracle, every step along the way, every phase that someone goes into in knowing Jesus, that's also the greatest miracle for them that they have could ever receive. And then the anointing. You know, the presence of Jesus, when someone gets into the fourth phase, let's just be practical. I'm just going to say it. Jesus revealed that the fourth phase is the anointing. And that's the tangible presence of Jesus in someone's life. A great man of God explains it's the anointing is a heavenly commodity. It's a precious, priceless substance. It's tangible and touchable, feelable and knowable. It's the presence of God, the presence of Jesus. It comes, that's His glory, and it comes with fire, and that's the glory of the Lord. And that is, if a person receives that, well, that's obviously the greatest thing ever for them. But what happens is, now, because of that, the power of God can come on that person and do miracles. Jesus is still alive today and can do and does miracles and healings and signs and wonders. That's the, you know, I was the gifts of the Holy Spirit in yesterday's message. These wonderful things, you know, the gospel is proclaimed, okay, and Jesus at one point said, "You people only believe if you see signs and wonders." He's revealing that it really takes the signs and the wonders and the miracles and so forth for us to truly believe, because we are foolish and we're like sheep and we miss it completely. But when we see those, people believe. Amen. And especially if the anointing and they experience the glory of God, the glory of the Lord, they just want to be saved. And the person with the anointing just steps out of the way. They're just furnishing the vessel for the great and awesome God to flow through them. And again, God flows out in unceasing love. Amen. Amen. So, and I want to talk about these things and just present them as plainly as possible and speak about them. But at the same time, you know, these are wonderful mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And I just thought of this example. When we see people who lead worship and these wonderful worship songs, you know, if you follow Christian music, for example, or anywhere in the world that you are, there's, you know, wonderful worship music. So we don't want any focus on the people, right? But those people are furnishing a vessel for God to flow through. And through these worship songs, people are blessed. Amen, right? They're blessed. Hopefully they experience the presence of Jesus, and they just want Jesus. Amen. And that's okay. So I'm want to present some new things in this message. I mean, but I'm continuing the series about the personality of the Holy Spirit. All of this is directly related to the personality of the Holy Spirit. And that's such a wonderful topic. And it, just like every subject and topic, simple, but also a wonderful mystery, you know, that the Holy Spirit, all three members of the Trinity are unique and so special, all because God loves the world and wants people to know Him and have a relationship. And the Holy Spirit is the most sensitive member of the Trinity. He has a will, mind, and emotions. Jesus said He... Let me just read this. This is John 16:13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. He will tell you things to come. Amen. This the glorious mystery of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all working together in unison. And it's just so glorious. I mean, this is... the Holy Spirit speaks. Whatever He hears, He will speak. Glory to God. And so... back to what I was speaking about earlier. Okay. The glorious presence of Jesus Christ, the glory of the Lord. You know, we think about rewards, and we all as humans understand that concept, right? You know, we have to have money to survive. There's rewards. Well, there's special things on the earth, right, that we might own, that are very precious to us, maybe like a family heirloom or something. Well, the presence of Jesus, that analogy that I gave, it really does not even do it justice, but the analogy that the presence and glory of God is more valuable and worth more than everything in the world, and I mean everything, the money, wealth, treasures, everything in the earth, everything, all of that multiplied times infinity. In fact, that the world and everything in it multiplied times infinity is just nothing compared to the presence of Jesus. The glory of God is beyond, you know. To think that, you know, we as human beings, if we do not seek Jesus, it's like someone, another analogy could be someone who is offered what I just mentioned, the worldly wealth multiplied times infinity, you know, just, but yet they don't seek that, and they go, someone offers that to them and says, here, you can have this, you can have access to this for the rest of your life, even for eternity. But if we don't seek Jesus Christ and His presence and glory, it's like a person walking away from that and going and just over to ignoring that and continuing on in their making a little bit of money and just surviving, you know, and getting, I mean, that's nothing can, there's no analogy we can give. This is what humans were created to do. And He's so wonderful and glorious, everything about Him. For example, the rewards that He offers. What I was trying to say is, you know, the greatest reward, the greatest treasure, Jesus said, treasure hidden in a field, the pearl of great price. Jesus even used the words, the gift of God. Okay? That's Jesus, the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. That's the greatest reward, you might say, that a human being could ever get and have and possess. That's the greatest. Just like we were saying, Salvation's the greatest miracle, the greatest thing. That is the only reward that allows someone... Okay, on the one hand, we can say this. That's the only reward that allows someone to be saved, right? To be saved from our sins and from death, and to find eternal life through Jesus Christ, and to and if they just continue on with Jesus, to live forever in heaven. That's the only reward that allows that, right? But there's much, that's just the beginning. As we go deeper, that reward, remember, it's an eternal, the treasure is an eternal, infinite, never-ending, unlimited treasure for all eternity. That's what God offers. Many people in the world, of course, don't see it that way. Most people are not saved. But even most believers do not see it that way. You know, oh, this is so glorious. And again, I want to just say, I'm so disappointed in myself and in others. You know, there's just so much dead religion, and we do so many other things than going to this, to the treasure. So today, He's merciful. We can start over. We can go right to Him, and there's unlimited potential. Okay, the rewards. You know, there's, as I mentioned in Revelation, the promises to the overcomers, there's 18 is what we've identified, 18 specific ones. For example, the first one, Jesus will give to eat from the tree of life in the paradise of God. To eat from the tree of life, these glorious trees with luscious fruits, and the leaves are for the healing of the nations. Well, that would include the healing of them. And it's in the paradise of God. I mean, that just, that's incredible. What a reward. That's just a byproduct of being in heaven for eternity. You know, that Jesus gives this. These rewards are so awesome, okay? Just an overview. Let me touch on a few things. Remember, Jesus said, store up treasures in heaven. Well, there's rewards. How awesome is it to store up a treasure? He used the word treasure there again. In heaven that will last for eternity. You know, most of the world is getting treasures on the earth. You can't take those with you. Jesus offers that. If He just offered that, that's the greatest thing. You know, they say that in heaven, people who have been there say that the angels prepare these treasures in people's homes in heaven. If people get saved through their ministry, this is what someone saw. I'm just repeating it. That the angels cut these diamonds, which are just glorious, and they're like 3 feet long and a foot wide. I think this is close to what I haven't read this. I remember reading this specifically. But the angels cut and make these, they're like diamonds, and put them in the floor of that person's house. For all eternity, they will have these treasures. That's what Jesus is speaking about. You know, He's not speaking figuratively. He's speaking literally treasures in heaven. Here's another example. Kenneth Hagin was shown a soul winner's crown. We know that Revelation talks about the crown of life. But there's other crowns too. And the soul winner's crown, he said it was so beautiful that you couldn't even, it was just beyond words. The crown, that's a treasure that someone can get. There's Isaiah talks about the robe of righteousness and the garment of salvation. Those are treasures. To think that in heaven someone has the potential. Remember, not every person, I mean, you know, it's up to us to get these, you know, while we're on the earth. But there's literally a robe of righteousness, garment of salvation. There are these beautiful robes. Someone will have that for all eternity. Amen. I mean, and so these rewards in the book of Revelation to the overcomers are great. It's just incredible. I'm just going to let those, that's recommended reading. Check those out. I've put these into a summary, and then the actual scriptures are after that. But so glorious. I mean, to think that our great and awesome God, you know, it's, I use that phrase, all truth is parallel. Like, His giving nature. You know, let's start with the greatest thing. He gave Jesus Christ to the world and is giving Jesus Christ, His Son, to the world and will give Him to the saints for all of eternity. That's, okay, that's one of the, perhaps the biggest. Now, if He did that, His giving nature, there will be an infinite number of other examples of His giving nature. All truth is parallel with God, all with Jesus Christ. You know, He gives and gives and gives in more ways than we can comprehend. In more, it might even be unlimited. And the rewards is an example. You know, there's so many examples, but I just wanted to present this. Blessings to you. Please do email us at hello@wonderreality.org. We are in a season of, well, we've got this new initiative of creating websites. Please do visit them. Please tell others. People from all over the world are finding these sites. We're not promoting them, which is, I'm almost intentionally, for the past 6 months or so, have not promoted things really at all. If we have to push it and promote it, you know, that's us. That's the flesh. And with these websites, yes, I do put them in the, list them in the podcast. But other than that, no promotion. But just yesterday, praise the Lord, on here, some of the visitors to the sites we've created just in the last week are from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Israel, Seoul, South Korea, Germany, Phitsakok, Thailand, Amsterdam in the Netherlands, Bissen in Luxembourg, Warsaw, Poland, Stockholm, Sweden, Brussels, Belgium, a small town in Russia, Mumbai, India, Macedonia, Nagoya, Japan. And that's just some. We just checked some of the stats, and so praise the Lord. Please do. We really need your prayers, partnership. We're grateful for them. We do need your financial support. Please do email us. We're here for you. Thank you for listening.